The nonpartisan fair voting group Common Cause generally opposes gerrymandering, but California's Proposition 50 redistricting plan is making things a bit more nuanced. Maya Chupkov with the California chapter of Common Cause hosted a conference talk about the gerrymandering of voting districts by state governments, especially in California. She and other Common Cause representatives maintain their position against gerrymandering overall, but they discussed California Proposition 50 as a response to the Trump administration. Common Cause's California director, Darius Kemp, says what California is trying to do differs from gerrymandering in other states like Texas.
At first glance, it did look like California leaders were attempting to play the same game as Texas, which was lock in a partisan advantage. But once state leaders clarified their intent, it became obvious that what they were trying to do was put a check on the presidential power. That has definitely just made the context change broadly. Our principles, though, have never changed. What changed is just the political reality. This is no longer about one state just gaming the system and doing their own kind of internal machinations. It's a national power grab designed to make Trump unaccountable to all voters.
Darius Kemp says members of Common Cause and other people in California he's talked to know that California's redistricting plans are situational.
They understand the moment we are in, and they want us to make sure that we meet that moment. We're trying to counterbalance what is going on in other states and what the president is trying to do. And so they understand that this is an exception and not the rule.
Omar Nureldin is the senior vice president of policy and litigation for Common Cause. He calls the situation with gerrymandering a mess, and he blames leaders from both Republican and Democratic parties for causing it.
We are in this mess because Congress has failed to act, the Supreme Court has failed to act, and political leaders of both parties have failed to act. And so this is a crisis of the making of leaders across all of our branches of government. And at the same time, the reason why Common Cause developed fairness criteria for this mid-decade redistricting battle is because we understood, as Darius mentioned, this is a national power grab.
Last month, Common Cause released fairness criteria for evaluating redistricting by six main points. The points focus on proportionality, public participation, racial equity, federal reform, endorsement of independent redistricting, and time limitation. Nureldin says Common Cause needs to use their resources to push back against power grabs.
In order to counterbalance, we understood that we have to exert our resources in the fights that are most urgent to stop this power grab. And that's why our fairness criteria helps guide us in a principled way of where to direct our resources to fight the most urgent threat.
Missouri's Republican-led House turned aside Democratic objections Tuesday and passed a plan backed by President Donald Trump to redraw the state's congressional districts so that Republicans could win an additional seat in the closely divided U.S. House of Representatives. Last month, Texas redrew its U.S. House districts at Trump's prodding to give Republicans a chance at winning five additional congressional seats. California countered with its own revised map aimed at giving Democrats a shot at winning five more House seats. The California plan still needs voter approval in a November special election. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perazzo.